Former Australian of the Year Rosie Batty wants women in Papua New Guinea who have suffered from domestic violence to speak out about their experiences. She is also a survivor of family violence. 3 years ago, her husband murdered her 11-year-old son at cricket practice. The well-known anti-violence campaigner wanted to take her work and her advocacy to PNG, where an estimated 2 out of 3 women have experienced physical or sexual abuse in their lifetime.
We've spoken at university in May and the university in Papua New Guinea, including police and child protection and different services, to discuss their challenges but also their successes. But I spent my time really with Family PNG and the staff there. The resilience they have is awe-inspiring, really. So you realise that, you know, they have the courage, and knowing my journey, they know that I understand.
What words of advice did you have for some of those women in Papua New Guinea who have experienced violence in the past?
I think it's really important that you do reach out for help. Know that there is help available and that they are there to support you. And that's really the wonderful work that Family PNG are able to do, is help those victims as they come forward.
Rosie Batty's trip was organised with Family PNG, an Australian aid-funded organisation based in Lae that offers support to families affected by violence. Casework manager Evan Biso says Rosie's story reminds women that they are not alone.
Her coming here to Papua New Guinea is to raise awareness on family and sexual violence and increase the support for Family PNG's work addressing family sexual violence issue in Papua New Guinea, and to show Papua New Guineans that Australians support them in their journey to end family sexual violence. We also had an opportunity of a survivor who was really empowered to learn that it's not only Papua New Guineans who are facing this sort of violence, family sexual violence, it's globally. And even the white people are experiencing that. So learning from Rosie's experience, it has empowered.
Rosie Batty says her work is not over yet. She says domestic violence is a problem that Australia shares with PNG and the Pacific, and she believes authorities and communities throughout the region must work together to improve family safety and the underlying relationships between men and women.
You know, one of the things I've tried to convey here in Papua New Guinea is that Australia has a huge problem with family violence too. You know, this is not just a Papua New Guinean problem, this is a global problem. And, you know, the suffering in silence and the shame surrounding family violence is the same in Australia. You know, we have really been very reluctant to speak out, and we have previously been blamed and victim blamed and judged. It is important that, you know, when people do come forward, that they do receive the support that they deserve.
Rosie, as we know, Papua New Guinea is Australia's closest neighbour, but there isn't a lot known about the country amongst most Australians, and for those who do know about it, it tends to have a very bad reputation. And I'm just wondering what your opinion of PNG is now.
Look, I think you're absolutely right, and I'd be one of those people also that didn't even really fully understand how close Papua New Guinea was to Australia, and don't always appreciate the history and relationship we've always shared. So I think that we need to certainly look at how we can foster better relations with average Australians, you know, for them to understand the beauty and the positive side of Papua New Guinea. You know, you can't help but feel such a warm connection to the people you meet. I will be coming back.
Would you also be open to maybe visiting some more Pacific countries like Solomon Islands or Vanuatu, who are also struggling with this problem?
Yes, look, I think that it has opened my mind to a lot of the possibilities. If I can help in some small way, I would be incredibly honoured. These are beautiful parts of the world and beautiful places with lovely and amazing people. So if I can stimulate some change in some small ways, that's the part I can play, I'd be really honoured to do so.